Roz and Mocha's Fans Choice Countdown.
Here we go. Welcome to it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Roz and Mocha Fans Choice Countdown, celebrating the biggest, funniest, weirdest, most dramatic, and most awkward moments of 2024 right here on the Roz and Mocha Show.
And of course, this is the show where you pick all of your favorite moments all the way until we get to number one with a record amount of votes this year. Let's get right to it.
Number 10. Mocha writes diss track against Shem.
Yo, Cheesecake thinks he's slick.
Oh, Lord.
Out here yesterday trolling me on Instagram. And all I am ever to you, Cheesecake, is nice.
Wait, what?
That's true. That's okay. True. I've seen nothing but kindness.
Excuse me.
You see what Shem posted on IG?
No.
Do you follow Shem?
Wow.
At Shem.
S-H-E-M. I don't think I was on IG. Oh, yeah, I was on IG. I didn't look, though.
The caption was, "A day in the life of a champ." And it's four photos that Shem has various poses with his small bowling trophy.
Oh, I gotcha.
There's one with him, like, hugging the trophy, laying on the couch. Only thing he ever hugs when he sleeps.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Walking around the hallway.
That was said with love. That was said with love.
Walking around an empty hallway where nobody can see him with the trophy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Sitting at a desk with nobody around, laughing with the trophy.
Right.
And I'm sick and tired of it, Shem. Because all I have ever been to you is nice.
Don't you have a trophy too?
Yeah, I think it sits in his pocket.
I think it says, what, loser?
Good point, Maury.
I think you need to just stay out of this one more.
So,
I'm just trying to help.
No.
I don't know if you are.
Not at all.
I mean, help, Shem.
No.
Maury, don't you want
just,
you want,
just stop, just stop.
You don't
want
to be on the hit list next.
No, just stop.
Because
just stop.
Shem is at the
just
top
stop,
of the list.
Just stop.
Cheesecake is at the top of the list. And I got heated. Because in the era of beefs that we are in with Kendrick and Drake, this is the other one that has reached a plateau.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into the lab last night.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean?
Oh, no.
Oh,
what does that mean? I got into the lab.
I put on the headphones.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I set up the mixing board.
No, he did not.
Okay.
Yeah. Got the microphone.
Okay.
I've endured enough.
All right.
And I just went straight bars.
Okay. Okay.
For you, Cheesecake.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm sick and tired of the trolling.
Okay, here we go.
Psst. I see Cheesecake.
No.
Oh, my God.
Mocha on the beat, ho.
Hey, Mocha on the beat, ho. Shem slow, please, bro. Look at me, dunno. Man down, call the ambulance. Tell him, breathe, bro. Cheesecake, cheesesteak. He needs some sleep, though. What's up with this jabroni ass trying to test me? Everyone can hate, but you could never, ever beat me. Yeah, bowling was a thing, but you barely won. Keep that trophy close, because it'll be the only one. Beat your ass, having you screaming out for
Jesus Christ of Nazareth!
Cheesecake all day, yeah, that's a jam. Strawberry swirl or the blueberry slam. Win or lose, he really don't give a damn. Just wants that slice, that
creamy glam.
Life's a marathon, he's in it for the treats. Not the finish line, but the sweet defeats. Friends might laugh saying he's not that tough. But when it comes to the cake, he's more than enough. Layer by layer, he's living it up. Fork in hand, he ain't never giving up. Nom, 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 yeah, he love the cake. Nom, 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 yeah, he love the cake. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. Freaky ass Shemmy, he the cheesecake god. Freaky ass Shemmy, he the cheesecake god.
Freaky ass Shemmy, he the cheesecake god.
Freaky ass Shemmy, he the cheesecake god.
What battle you think you're winning next, Shem?
Oh,
yes.
My. You call me a freaky ass fan?
Wow.
What? That was, come on, let's
Wow.
give it to
him.
You okay, Shem?
I'm the only one clapping.
Shut your mouth,
listen,
bro.
I think
what?
Okay.
You did that to me?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Generally, I don't applaud murder, but, you know.
Wow.
That was a very well done murder.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Well, I love the part, nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, that, I'm sorry, that wasn't.
Yeah,
I
love it. So in the. This time tomorrow?
Yeah, what?
This time tomorrow?
You'll ask for another day? That you need more time?
I will have a reply.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
I will have a reply. Right. You don't even know what you just did. Nom, nom, nom.
Stop it with that.
Yeah, you watch out more because I'm going to do one.
Okay.
Nom. Roz and Mocha's Fans Choice Countdown. Number 9. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. The one where we all sing Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
All right. Angelique sent in this nice question. Could I get a 3-song medley from each of you in your favorite music genre? So the best 3 songs you can come up with in any genre. Love your taste and would love to see what you guys come up with.
First of all, that would take way too long for each of us to go through 3 separate songs.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. But I think what this person wants, Angelique, is wants us to sing a song. That's what I'm gathering.
What?
What?
Yeah. No.
Doesn't want us to sing a song?
No.
What do they want?
Could I get a 3-song medley from each of you in your favorite music genre?
I think they just want you to name 3 songs in your favorite music genre, isn't it?
I think, no, it sounds like singing.
Yeah,
singing?
To me it sounds sing like song they medley. Want, they want medley us to sing. Sing.
No,
yeah.
Medley doesn't mean sing.
Yeah, it does.
It does?
It can.
Oh, yeah.
Not exclusively.
When we're so are exciting, we singing?
Oh, you want to sing, Maria?
Are we going to sing? What are we going to sing?
You want me to just like on the spot combine 3 songs?
Shem saw this question earlier and came in right before we started the DM deep dive and handed me a piece of paper with song lyrics and said, if we're going to do this and we are going to sing a song, I have a song in mind that I think everyone should do together.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
What the hell is this? First of all, this is very long that you just handed to me.
Well. Oh, you know what? I used to play the song on Guitar Hero. I'm ready for it.
Do we need to print it in bigger font for you, Roz? You look confused.
Up. It's Shut already up. Giant. How just big do you need it. This?
That's what she said.
Also, I don't mean to nitpick the lyrical sheet here, but like the margins on this are a little questionable.
What do you mean?
How did you even print this? Who prints that far over to the side of the page? It's very like it's like disconcerting. Like
this is what you're worried about right now?
It makes me uncomfortable looking at a margin that close.
What are you talking about?
Look at how close the font is to the margins. Nobody, a psychopath printed this.
Shem is a psychopath.
It's saving paper, man.
Who prints like this?
What's wrong with it?
That's not right.
I guess Shem's trying to say you can cut the other half of the paper.
Just so you know, on this piece of paper that's printed, it's all the lyrics to a song. And at the top margin, the side margin from the font, there's maybe quarter inch. That's too close.
Is that not enough for you?
No.
You want more space?
Yes. I need way more than quarter inch.
Shut up.
Hey, yo.
Okay.
Living on a Prayer, by the way, Bon Jovi.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Shem, are you going to count us in or something?
Oh, I guess I have to, right?
Is this it?
Here?
Right here?
Three, two, one, go. Tommy used to work
not
on
yet.
His dog.
It's not yet. It's not yet, guys. Not yet.
It's a rock from the 80s.
It's not yet.
The intros are super long.
Here we go.
Tommy used to work on the dog. Union's made on strike. He's down on his luck. It's so tough. So tough. Working for her man, she brings home her pay for love. For love. She says we gotta hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other, and that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot.
Roz and Mocha's Fans Choice Countdown. Number 8. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Fave driving song now. Maria's song that Roz hates.
Emilia is asking, does anyone have a song they have on repeat in the car right now? If so, what is it?
Let's start with Maria.
Yes.
When you get in the car, this is the song you turn on first? And then, like, throughout the day you're listening to?
Yes. Like, yeah? It comes on regularly. All right. And then my friends and I will also, like, send it to each other. Okay. Read from desire. Mind and senses
purify. Read from desire. Look at
Roz's. You have. This is the worst song I've heard in years.
Hold on. Where are you going? Turn up right here. Okay, this is a song when Maria was in Greece and she sent us that drunk voice note.
Yeah, is this what was on the background?
This is a song that was playing in Greece.
I worry.
That her and all her friends were drunk singing to.
I worry about you.
Can I just say real quick before you answer, Maria? Roz, right now, not only did he roll his eyes multiple times, but he's got his elbows on the desk, head in his hand, and his fingertips are on his temples.
Why are you so concerned? Why are you so worried about me?
Oh, I'm worried anybody who gravitates towards that as anything even remotely good or tasteful or artistic or... It's not even a song.
She's not even listening to you, Doc.
That is literally, this may be the worst song I have heard. I know I said 2 years, but I may go a decade.
A decade, wow.
This song may be playing everywhere. Do you understand that?
No. This may be the single worst song I've heard in a decade.
No, I've heard this on a bunch of playlists.
It's terrible.
Like a bunch of summer playlists, right, Maria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. Everybody knows the song. It comes out.
I've never heard it. This is the first time I've ever heard it.
What's it called?
It's called Freed from Desire Gala.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's...
You know what? I played it for my dad the other day in the house because I wanted him to listen to it.
Did he ask you to move out?
He told me...
He told you what?
He was like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Rolled his eyes, same thing, and said, this song?
It's not a song. Yes. It's not a song.
Okay.
There's no song in the song.
He said it's just an old song.
No, that's terrible.
Let's
go
to another song that I feel, Roz, maybe you'll think is terrible as well.
I'm optimistic.
I took this assignment seriously. So in the car, I only listen to the radio. This is the song Matthew and I ask for at home all the time.
Okay. The question once again, Maria, is what?
Does anyone have a song they have on repeat in the car right now? If so, what is it?
This is Damn It, Maurice.
Yes.
I don't know what this is.
Post Malone. Brand new Post Malone. Hold My Gun.
Oh, this track. Yo, fire song.
Yeah.
Oh, fire album, by the way.
Listen to this at home? What a sad house.
Matthew's usually in the bath and listening to this.
No, but this is your car song? It's about like he
flips around the radio in the car. He doesn't have a song on repeat. Because the world is turning back
on. I've actually had the whole Post Malone album on so the day that he released the album, right?
Yeah.
F1 Trillion. We were here on the radio, and then we went on vacation.
Yeah.
So
right.
Afternoon, so he releases the album. It's amazing. I'm listening to it. Later in the day, Post Malone posts on social, guess what? Extended version of the album out now.
Oh.
There was 9 additional songs. Let me tell you, all 9 songs are... Yeah. Fire.
Really? Yeah.
Only available online. You can't buy that. That doesn't come out on a CD. The CD doesn't have those 9 songs.
Can we pivot real quick from Damn It, Maury's Post Malone song, right? To the song that I have on repeat.
Yes, please.
Because it's also looking from Post Malone's album.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, look, we finally have it. California's over
on the highway. His track with Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
California Sober. Rig, I love this song. Looking for. Windows down, volume on full blast. Some days he's holding out her thumb. Stole some fuckers morning, now she's on the run. If she wanna get high. All right.
Shem, if you also come through with a Post Malone song, this is gonna be crazy.
No, sorry to disappoint.
Okay.
My song comes from 1992.
Oh, okay.
Cicada, just the other day. I love this song.
Yeah, it's a great track.
You guys remember, I was telling you guys a story about how I had to have the emergency root canal last week?
Yeah.
When I walked into the dentist's office, this is what was playing.
Yeah. I love this song.
I know,
man.
It's funny. I hear the song and my teeth hurt.
Okay, finally. Now I know why. Let's get to Roz's on repeat in the car.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I thought we were going to be a clean sweep with the boys here. Yeah. But I'm coming through with another Post Malone song.
Are you?
Yep.
Everybody
oh, wait, no, sorry. No, I forgot. It's not.
This is why every time we're asked to make a song selection.
Is this the only song you listen to?
I think it's the only song he knows.
He knows. Sometimes everything
is wrong. Every time we ask for a song selection,
bro,
this is your...
this is a driving tune.
This, it's not.
It's the perfect song.
You mean to tell me this is your driving song?
Yes.
Your
this
wrestling
is also
song.
Your wrestling entrance song.
Your stripper song.
Also your stripper song.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And your track that's going to make you cry song.
Yes. And, First Dance at a Wedding song. Oh. It's appropriate for that too. Wasn't mine, but it could have been.
Maria, what's your question?
Can we just put my song back on?
I may quit if we do that, to be honest with you. Like, you have no idea, right? Like, you have no idea how much it angers me.
Yeah. Wait, that...
Look at her. Like, you have to understand it, how much it angers me that there's people in this world that walk and breathe among us that created this and are possibly making money off it. Like, it, like I'm
not
talking,
possibly.
I'm,
they're
I mean,
making bank
I mean,
on this song.
Angers me. Uh-huh. Angers me.
Roz and Mocha's Fans Choice Countdown. Number 7. Maury versus Maria math question.
All right, Brandon wrote in and asked, who would be better in a math contest, Maria or Maury?
Ooh, well, first of all, you can get rid of all the other questions on today's DM deep dive.
It's going to take us that long.
Okay.
Because both have said, I mean, proven definitely over the years, damn it, Maury, but both have said how terrible they are at math.
Okay, let me go. I have my file here.
Oh.
I have an ongoing math file.
Am I allowed to get a pen and paper for this?
Sure. Okay, so it's Maria and Maury, right? Okay, we're gonna let's start off super easy. Like we're going into the grade 3-4 range here.
Oh no! Why did you have to mention that?
Okay,
I was gonna say, can we do the questions grade 2.
Okay, we're gonna start in the grade 3-4 area.
Okay?
Okay. Okay. Question: when David was 8, his little brother Alex was half his age. David is now 30. How old is Alex?
Can you repeat that slower?
When David was 8, his little brother Alex was half his age. David is now 30. How old is Alex?
Oh, I got it.
Okay, pause.
Can I say?
You can. Do you have it, Maury?
Yeah.
Okay. Maria, what's your answer?
15.
Okay, Maury, what's your answer?
15.
Incorrect. 26.
What? Goodness.
But 8 divided in half is 4.
Oh, okay, guys. Okay.
Half so, of 30
guys,
is 15.
Guys,
15 and 15 is 30.
Okay, when David was 8, his little brother Alex was half his age, right?
Four.
So he was 4. So how much younger is Alex to David?
Oh, minus 4. So 29. 26.
Yo.
Damn it,
Maury.
She
said the answer and she still used her fingers.
Yeah. You get it now? You get it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
My dad is going to be so disappointed.
We're going to have to do math homework when she gets home.
Damn.
You know that, right?
Damn.
Next question.
Next question. No, all right.
No, not okay. Next DM. Next
no,
math question.
No.
We're staying on this road
yes,
here.
Yes,
class
yes,
is still
yes,
in session.
Yes, yes.
I still don't get the other one. But
a cell phone and a cell phone case cost $110 in total. The cell phone cost $100 more than the phone case. How much was the cell phone?
Can you repeat again?
Yes. Oh okay, guys. The cell phone and cell phone case cost $110 total. Mm-hmm. The cell phone costs $100 more than the phone case.
Oh.
How much was the cell phone? Well, Maria's locked in with her answer. Damn it, Maury.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead, Maury.
90.
90. Maria?
100.
Incorrect and incorrect.
What? You said that it was $100, so $10.
Okay.
Shem.
Sorry.
Yo, Shem wants to blurt out the answer so quick.
So the phone and the phone case cost $110 total. The phone costs $100 more than the phone case. How much was the phone?
$100.
Okay, Maury's locked in with $100. Maria?
I'm lost. Jesus.
Okay, Maria.
Was the 200 involved?
Okay, Maria. The phone and the case are $110.
Yes.
The phone costs $100 more than the case.
Okay.
So how much was the phone?
If it's $110.
$200?
Maria's locked in with $200.
I'm sweating.
And Maury's locked in with the same answer Maria had the first time.
Yes. Maury just took Maria's wrong answer and just repurposed it.
Yep.
You want me to give you the answer?
No, Shem, just shut up. What's the matter with
you? Sorry, my brain
just hurts. Just don't. Just stop.
Yeah, my brain hurts.
100 stop. More than 100.
Okay.
200 is the phone because it was $100 more than the case, which I think the case
is $10.
But he
already said the total of both.
The total for both is $110.
Yeah, then originally I said the case...
Okay, guys.
I don't know what you said.
Okay, everybody, just listen real quick. Okay, and if you're just joining us, the question was, who's better at math, Maria or Maury? Okay. A cell phone and a cell phone case cost $110 total.
Yes.
The cell phone costs $100 more than the case. How much was the phone?
I said $100.
Okay. And Maury, you also said $100.
Yeah, and I put the
you guys have each said
phone.
$100 twice now. And twice I've told you that you're both incorrect. Mm-hmm. Twice.
I don't see it any other way because if it's $100 more and the total's $110,
yes.
Then $10 is only left. That's the case is $10. Wait.
The phone costs $100 more than the case. How much is the phone?
So... it's $110 total.
Yes.
Okay. So, and you said the phone was $100 more than the case.
Correct. How much is the phone?
$100. Was the case free?
No, the case was not free.
I thought the case was $10 because then that eliminates then it becomes $100 if it's the total.
Okay. Do you want the answer? Please. Do you want the answer?
Do you want to let Cheesecake's been biting his lip? And
guys,
agonizing
okay.
over this.
Guys, I feel
yes.
really
the
dumb.
Phone is $105.
Yes, the phone is $105.
Because, oh my God, my brain.
The case is $5. So in order for the phone to be $100 more than the case.
Oh.
question.
Okay. Yeah.
Maria and damn it, Maury.
Do you get it?
You still don't understand, right?
Maury's looking
no.
like...
Maria was about to say, but you Maury's, can't confidently say that.
Maury's got the look on his face like a dog does when it's humping a football.
I don't understand.
I'm really embarrassed.
This is what happens when you send in DMs to us. Keep them coming in. We do the DM deep dive every single day.
That was violent. That was a violent question.
Roz and Mocha's Fans Choice Countdown. Number 6. Shem responds with diss track against Mocha.
I don't know if we'll ever bring peace to this show.
Nope. No.
It's been diss record after diss record.
Somebody sent me just, there was no message attached to it yesterday. I just got a DM and it was a picture of a black fur Kangol bucket hat.
What?
I can't.
Come on, Cheesecake.
I'm leaving.
It started 2 weeks ago. I dissed Shem. Shem dissed me.
Yep.
And Roz came in here and dissed everybody.
Yeah, I took the whole show down.
The whole show.
Yeah. Now, I didn't say anything that was true. It was
Cheesecake, deep fake. Wow. Baby, found the top of the head. No dreams, sleep apnea. According to the Bible, you're already dead.
Bruh. Yeah, so like.
My minister heard that one.
Oh,
I'm telling you. A big fan of the show?
Yo.
Oh.
Hold on. Louder for the people in the back.
Cheesecake, deep fake. Oh. Baby, found the top of the head. No dreams, sleep apnea. According to the Bible, you're already dead.
So,
what verse in the Bible says that?
All of them, apparently. So, Shem was so distraught, upset.
No. We hung out after the show. Yesterday.
I know. Yeah. For like a full 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Everything was great.
I
laughs,
didn't know.
Jokes.
I didn't
right?
know. He fist bumped me twice.
Yes.
Yep.
All the time, though, plotting his revenge.
Seething.
And Shem, a.k.a. Cheesecake, came out with yet another diss track, time targeting you, Roz.
Just me?
Just
That's
you.
That's not fair.
Well, to be fair.
Cheesecake, deep fake, baby, found the top of the head. No dreams, sleep apnea. According to the Bible, you're already dead.
So, like...
Okay. I get a whole song. I gave you 4 lines and then I called you diabetic.
Bruh.
That's it. That's all I did.
Bruh.
Yeah, there's that too. So here is Shem's response now.
Oh no.
to you, Roz. Oh my God, the Undertaker music. Yeah, brilliant.
Well, well, well. Look who got up off the toilet and entered the ring. If it isn't Mr. Weston. Some people said my diss was soft, man. Are you crazy? Instead of asking Mocha, let me ask you, are you ready? I'm a hazard, boy, cause my words are lethal weapons. And when I'm done with you, I'll send your ass back to acting. Whoa! Take a seat, Roz class in session. I'm gonna say this only once, so pay attention. Come prepared, cause now I'm back on offense. Man, you lick your phone, there are better options. Man, those bars, they were so lame. Dissing me, homie, you should be ashamed. I got a gift for you just the other day. It's a toilet, and I call it Roz Weston Lane. A little bit broken, boy, I'll make you crack. You done screwed up, now that's a wrap. I'm sick, so I kinda hope this makes you mad enough to hang it up and realize that you can't rap. I mean, whoa, can't fool Shemmy, man, I know what's up. Catherine's favorite is Mocha. Yeah, I'm pressing you, have you had enough? Let me show you how it's done since you a follower. You should've hit pause, should've made sure. I bet you're feeling sick, damn, there ain't a cure. I didn't want to do this, wanted to ignore, but I had to make sure you understood the real score. Yeah, this is a lyrical middle finger. Aw, are you feeling just a little triggered? Not a smart move for such a deep thinker. Scram, Dusty Man, Shemmy is the winner. Nom nom cheesecake just ate you up. Better go and cry to Mocha. I did another one and that was real fun. But if you make me mad, I swear I'll drop another one. Bet you didn't think that I would clap back. I clapped back. I am done with you and that is that. Roz is king, man, forget that.
Damn!
Wow.
Okay, hold on now.
Wow.
Okay, you don't bring my wife into
murder,
it.
Murder, 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 murder.
Okay, you don't bring my wife into it, okay?
You brought my apnea, bro.
Roz and Mocha's Fans Choice Countdown on KISS. Roz and Mocha's Fans Choice Countdown.
Here we are, celebrating the biggest, most dramatic, and most awkward moments of 2024 on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yeah, now we kick things off at number 10, which was Mocha writing the diss track against Shem. This is when Mocha went down into the lab and came out with fire. At number 9 was all of us singing Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
Oh, classic.
At number 8, which is where we discovered the worst song in the world, which is Maria's Driving Song, which is a terrible song. I'm going to tell you the name of it just so you can swing by it if you do come across it. It's called Freed From... Freed From Desire.
Hold on. Maria, you got any...
Sorry, I saw BS. I saw BS. I'm sorry.
Is the stuff that you're talking right
now. I'm sorry. I saw BS. What does that mean to you? I don't know. Number 7 was the math question between Maury and Maria talking about cell phones and cell phone cases. And at number 6 was Shem's response diss track to Mocha's response diss track.
Trash song.
He did win.
Got more votes than my epic.
He did win.
Epic song towards Shem.
Yes, it did.
Yo, I'm telling, man, I'm sorry people tuned out for that, Shem. Let's keep the countdown going. This is a Roz and Mocha's Fans Choice Countdown with...
Number 5. Maury actually dyes his hair red.
Back at the beginning of the summer, we got a question for the podcast that we do called Ask Roz and Mocha. And it was just a frivolous kind of throwaway question where we were just going to have some fun with it. And who knows, right? But it got serious when Damn It Maury took the bait, and the question was, and we'll play it for you in a second, but it was about how much money it would take for you to dye your hair a crazy color.
T says here, how much money would it take for you to dye your hair bright red?
Okay, here's why I love working on this show. So Maria, how much to dye your hair for bright red? Maria, $3 million. Damn It Maury, how much to dye your hair bright red?
Like $500.
$500. Okay, so how do you want to do this, Mocha? Do you want to just do the reveal, or what do you want to do?
Like a drum roll?
Yeah. Okay, so Damn It Maury, we are ready. Maury's taking off his headphones. Wait a second. Is there anything you want to say, Maury? Is there anything you want to say before the reveal?
Get your checkbooks ready.
Get your checkbooks ready.
Bro, okay. Who uses checks anymore?
Okay, Maury. Okay, on the count of three, Maury, in 3, 2, 1. Oh my God.
Oh. What the hell?
Oh wow, he did it.
Is that pay up?
Oh wow. Oh wow, and it's a clashing orange from your beard too.
Bro, oh wow. So wild. Dyeing your hair red is crazy.
Okay, hold on. Turn. Give us a spin here, more, real quick.
Yo,
oh,
come in here for a second.
Yeah, come show Mocha. Oh wow,
bruh.
Did they strip the color first?
Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, what?
Ah.
What?
Tell me,
what's
Rod,
what's the controversy?
More, guys, I don't know, guys. This looks more brown than it does red.
That's red.
Did they strip your color first? Yeah. Or no?
That is can you red. Inspect, please?
I'm going to inspect. I'm going to inspect.
I may need Maria Shem to come in here, too.
Let me just like,
you're just trying to get out of pain.
No, I'm not at all. Okay, hold on here. Let me turn my flashlight up here.
I don't know, man. That okay, don't look red. Like what I pictured.
Come here. Okay, come here. Turn around. Let me inspect this.
That's more brown, man. I don't know.
That's red. You guys are like.
I mean.
I don't.
You
guys,
not
Maria,
the
Shem, can you guys come in here for a second?
Yeah. I mean, it is red. I will say this. It is red. How did he do it? What was it?
Henry. He did. He mixed it in some sort of bowl with something called a developer.
Right.
And then I had to sit there in some sort of machine for 45 minutes.
Right.
And then he put more in.
Right.
And for the last 3 weeks, he was testing colors on remnants of my hair that he's kept.
Okay, go back weird. In there, and they can go in there and inspect your head in there. Go back in there, because on the camera, it very much looks bright red.
No, I know, but it looks, I don't know, tell me, it looks like a, look at Maria. Maria's suspect now.
Yeah.
Watch.
Yeah.
Where?
That's red. It came out of a box.
Okay, it's red.
Yeah, it's red.
It's red. The other thing I will say, though, is coming from someone who dyes their hair, that is very hard to do in one session if you wanted it fryer truck red. But that's more red than I thought it would be.
Okay, we have to settle this right now. I'm willing right now to say, although I do believe that, Maury, you did not go 100% with this.
I went very 100%.
This is not 100%.
That's why I'm kind of...
This is very red.
It's not 100%. It's not 100%. Okay?
I don't think
it's not. It's not 100%.
Yo, Cheesecake, you didn't say nothing yet.
Man, you know, I pray away people that look like Maury. Okay. I'm not going to lie.
No. But, God, listen, for me... If everybody in the room right now says it's red, I will pay up.
Okay, we all have to agree right now whether he did in fact do it or not.
He did it, quote unquote.
You can't say quote unquote if we're all in agreement that he did complete the task.
Fine, he completed the task.
Okay, he completed the task. Congratulations, Dan and Maury.
Good job, Maury. All right.
Roz and Mocha's Fans Choice Countdown. Number 4. Roz writes diss track for the entire show.
So let's recap how we got here. So Mocha had written a diss track to about Shem, right? Served him right up. He put gunshots in it too, which I was like, oh man.
Unnecessary.
And then Shem responded immediately within 24 hours.
Yeah.
Right? And
what a soft ass song.
Also, Shem didn't rap. What'd you do? It was the Delilah song, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, on Delilah.
Yeah. And then what's that rapper that I like? The guy
Snow Day.
Yeah. And then Snow Day, the guy who did the Wagwan Delilah, got a hold of them, and then he chimed in, and it just became a whole thing. And then yesterday, you guys started ripping on me.
Well,
what are you talking about?
You felt left out or something.
No, I didn't feel left out. I felt attacked.
No one was ripping on you.
What are you even talking about?
You just got carried away with heat, and then it went from there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because you didn't understand slang.
No. Yes. No.
So then.
And then I said, yo, you guys better shut your mouths.
Yo.
Right?
Yeah. You even sound weird saying
okay.
that.
Okay. Or I'm going to write a diss track about all of you.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then so.
And then we laughed at you.
Scared.
Right? So I went home.
Yeah.
Right? I called my friend in Compton. I was like, I need a beat.
You called a friend in Compton?
Yeah, I did.
Who?
Pip. You never heard Beats by Pip?
No.
Right? I was like, I need a beat. And he's like, I got you, fam. right?
Oh. He said that.
Yeah, he did.
Pip said that.
Yes, he did.
He said that?
Uh-huh.
With those words exactly.
Yes, he did.
What
exactly.
Did he say? Pip, you called up Pip Compton.
Yes.
And Pip said?
Yeah, I got you, fam.
Fam.
Right?
This is Compton, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, Compton, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Not Compton.
You don't know. We don't use that's semantics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then so I went in the.
In the where? Where did you go?
Well, I was going to go to the trap tent.
The trap tent. Oh my God. There's right? So much wrong with this. Okay. Yeah. Nobody right? Say anything. Nobody say anything. Okay. So okay. You were going to go.
Yeah.
Into the trap tent.
Yeah, but it was busy.
But it was busy. So yeah. Much trapping going on, right?
So I had to do this, lay down the recording in the orangerie. It's like a greenhouse. It's like a fancy green. Well, how do you not know what an orangerie is? I work with people who don't know what an orangerie is.
Does Pip know what it is?
Did you tell Pip you were going to record this fire song?
Bro.
In the orangerie?
Not
orangerie.
It's orangerie.
Like orange?
I said lingerie.
Okay. Yes. Anyway. Okay, and nobody is spared in this, by the way. Okay? Okay, all of you. I even rap about myself.
Wait, that's not. What? Why would you do that?
Because I wanted to feel included.
But it's your diss record.
Doesn't
to
matter.
Us.
I even diss myself.
Yourself?
I even diss myself.
Like everyone's just getting sprayed with shots.
Everybody gets sprayed. Everybody gets sprayed. Okay, feel free to text if you want to.
925-555.
Yeah. You want to play it now? Get your helmets. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, hold on.
I'm telling you right now.
Why do we need helmets?
Because you're about to get sprayed.
You need goggles too?
No, you don't need goggles.
A visor?
No.
Got it.
No. Okay. No. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right.
This is 911. Do you have an emergency?
Flaming Romos, you don't know. Here come the rim. About to hit low. Fury 5 modes.
What?
The whole show and the no shows.
Ready.
About to get lit up, yo.
Here we go.
Cheesecake, deep fake. Baby fat in the top of the head. No dream, sleep apnea. According to the Bible, you're already dead. Maria, the new girl. The woo girl. Sephora dead and deep. Got convicts lining the driveway waiting for your parents to fall asleep. Mocha ain't a word that rhymes with loser, but it ought to be. Tried to look you up on Wiki, but your name's too small to read. Sam and Maury got scurvy, all skull, ribs, and veins. Husband working private brows, and that office chair's got stains. And me, I'm not a mean, I'm not alone. Clean Maritas with my tongue from my smooth, cool throne. Four confirmed kills you all so damn slow. Embarrassing, the Roz and Mocha show.
Damn.
31 lines about four awful people. Three on their knees, Maury's sitting on the steeple. One little teapot, two drama queens, and a diabetic king. I'm about to cut my coattails, so y'all better cling. You can try me, you can tempt me, I've forgotten more than you know. Just another embarrassing day on the Roz and Mocha show.
So embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
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 So embarrassing.
Y'all should be ashamed. Your mother calls me daddy.
All right, help is on the way.
Oh. Yo.
So embarrassing.
Yo. I'm not gonna lie. That big up to you and big up to Pip.
Content. Beats by Pip.
Beats by Pip.
Beats by
Pip. Yo.
What? Sean looks like he's about to call HR.
He called me a diabetic king.
Yeah.
He said you had baby fat on your head.
Baby fat on my head. I'm bald.
Maria, what about the line about convicts coming to pick you up from home after your parents go to sleep?
Yeah, I know.
How?
Am I the drama queen?
Listen, it's about how you only had so many words, okay?
Roz and Mocha's Fans Choice Countdown. Number 3. Shem and Maury get couples massages in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
This was the hoodwink con bamboozle of the century. Where that sound came from was when we were in Jamaica. And Shem had asked Maury to book him a massage. And Maury booked a couple's massage. Because that's funny. And they went together. And there was a whole thing that we had where there was like getting ready for the massage. But then it was from the supercut that Mocha did where he, because they were mic'd while they were getting massages. And Mocha just took like their sounds, right?
from the couple's massage and just cut it together.
Oh, I'm so ready for this.
I have never felt more comfortable.
Okay, please avoid my arm. Oh, that, thank you, Sean. Harmony, one love. Shem's beautiful voice. One
let's. Oh my gosh, yes. I'm a fan of reggae music. Oh my god, your hands.
Oh my god, that's warm. Right there. That's where my disc hernia is.
Oh no, this is dangerous. I might marry you. Oh, yeah, geez. You can beat me up. I'm totally fine with a little rough one.
Ow, was that my... What? Something snapped.
I've never in my life had somebody use their hands on me.
Jeez.
Oh. I've been working on my cheeks. And you just rubbed them so good.
Oh, I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We should do a couples massage again very soon.
We'll table that.
Oh, my God.
So that's where that came
that
from.
That was so uncomfortable sounding.
Yeah, for you. Yeah.
Okay, what's more uncomfortable, though? Like that version or the other version that I've heard?
Oh, you play that version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's another one.
Oh, okay.
That I remixed using all the sounds and just rearranging the order that those sounds were made.
Okay.
Shem Roy, that's I. First time for everything, Roy.
Oh, I'm so ready for this.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. That's nice.
I'm sorry if it's a little rough down there.
Right there.
If I squeal, I promise it's okay to go harder.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. Oh, that's good. Oh,
it feels like I'm cheating. So my eyes are rolling in the back of my head. What do you do for people who are hairy?
Oh, goodness, I needed that.
You make my toes curl. I did not know that I needed you to do just that right there.
Oh, goodness.
Come on, Shem Roy. Oh, yeah.
That's Mocha and Shem during a couple's massage, by the way, in case you're wondering what the hell you just listened to.
I think you meant Maury and Shem, but not that it matters. That is...
Guys.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that was me.
What did I say?
Mocha.
Oh, yeah, no, that was Maury and Shem. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, my bad. Maury and Shem.
Everyone good?
Oh, my God. No, I'm, like, uncomfortable now. I just,
Roz and Mocha's Fans Choice Countdown. Number 2. Roz and Mocha's King of Pens. Mocha versus Shem.
King of Pens all went down at Splitsville and Richmond Hill. This was Shem versus Mocha bowling. And the dramatics that went down it was high drama from start to finish. So just to recap here before we play you the last frame, Mocha had led the entire match in scoring right up until the seventh. And so Mocha got his first strike and the only strike of the game in the seventh. That put him way over the top.
Yeah.
Then Mocha followed that up with gutter ball in the eighth and ninth.
Ouch. Terrible.
Shem picked up a spare, left two pins at the bottom of the ninth. They went into the 10th and final frame tied after Mocha had led the entire match. And this is what happened.
The score is 108-108.
Going into the 10th and final frame.
Going into the 10th and final frame.
This is for everything. I got to get a strike on this one to end everything.
That's a good shot.
Let's go, baby. Let me hit a strike.
Yo, almost got the strike, got to pick up the spare, and it's done over for Shem.
Mocha's first ball, 10th frame, leaves one pin standing.
Oh, look at the deep breath. I like it.
Last ball is
not
off,
even close.
And he completely missed it.
That is not, the ball legit went the opposite direction of where I wanted it to go.
Now, we're Shem's last ball, final frame. This is 10. Shem's first ball, it's 117, 108 for Mocha. Shem's final ball.
That's a win right there, I think.
Yeah! Let's go! Who do you think you are? I am! Let's go, baby!
Shem wins! Shem wins! Wow, it was the final ball of the final frame. Shem had not led the entire match, and it came down to the final ball, final frame. Shem pulled it out of the flames!
Yeah, sure did. You know,
congratulations. Well done. Jim.
Thanks, guys. I really want to appreciate all the supporters.
King of Pins.
It was a quiet crowd, though, huh?
Shem wins! Shem wins!
Quiet crowd for you, Shem.
Crickets.
Rowdy crowd.
That's
rowdy
too quiet.
Shem, you have the trophy with you. Anything you would like to say?
Yeah. Roz, I think you really said it best.
Shem wins! Shem wins!
Yeah, that's really all that needs
to
be said.
Who gave you control over there?
So, Shem wins! Shem wins! Is that
Shem playing that?
That's not, look.
Shem wins! Shem wins!
I don't think I can hear you from this high. Hold on.
Shem wins! Shem wins!
One more time?
Okay.
We're getting that computer out of your studio today.
Shem, you have the trophy. It is a giant trophy. Mocha got a tiny little baby trophy that just read loser on it.
Yeah. Fitting, though, size-wise.
That is a giant trophy, Shem. Yeah. How are you feeling?
There it is.
It's been great, man. I've walked around all weekend with it. People asked me, what did you win? I was like, I had to tell the story, you know?
Of course, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course, right? Yes. It feels great, you know? This was a tough year, let's be honest. This was a tough year. Between 2023 and last Friday.
Between runner-runner, winner-winner, and King of Pins.
Was tough for me.
Well, maybe next time Shem will just play real sport.
One more time?
Shem wins! Shem wins! Damn it, Maury, with the fan reaction immediately after.
How do you feel right now, Shem won?
This is awesome, man. Shem just won by 1 point. It was down to the wire.
Oh, we're so excited. We wanted Shem redemption, so we got it. We're happy.
Shem just won! Yeah!
Okay.
Woo! How do you feel?
Oh, I feel amazing. I lost my voice from screaming so much.
I'm feeling great. I knew he could do it. All that practicing with the bumpers, take him away, he can still hit the pins.
Oh, so excited. You know what? Shemmy's mommy loves him, and I do too. Oh.
Shem won!
Shem won!
How do you feel about that win?
That guy is the best bowler I've ever seen.
Yep.
Amazing! I knew Shem would win!
Somebody just texted?
Yeah.
Shem finished the story.
I did.
Oh, yes.
Congrats.
Yes.
It was the Shemdemption, as we were calling it on Friday night.
Shem had his Cody Rhodes moment.
Shemmy Rhodes, baby. Look at that.
The final score, by the way, was 118-117, Shem.
Ooh, crazy.
118-117, last ball, final frame. Shem pulled it out of the flames.
Just like I drew it up.
It was incredible. The crowd was so rowdy.
Quiet. Oh, rowdy, yeah.
They made shirts. They held up signs like it was WWE.
Hold on.
It was amazing.
Whoa!
Oh, here we go.
Shout
there we go.
Out, man.
There we go.
Yo, that happened on Friday. Well, you gotta bring up old stuff.
Are we keeping the trophy in the studio here?
That's a really good idea.
No room.
We really
should. We actually have a whole ledge over here.
We do.
Yeah.
We could put it over here as decoration.
Yeah. I like that.
I think we should. We'll put it over here after.
I kind of want it. I'm a little more out in the open, though, you know, because in the studio with us, only we see it.
I know.
I think everybody's got
it. We should make a trophy case.
Maury keeps talking about making a trophy case in the hallway.
It's a great idea.
No, but until then, there's one literally by the entrance of this whole building.
That's a good idea.
You can take out some of the old radios.
Yeah, yeah. It's like corporate artifacts in it. Who needs that stuff?
Right? Well, Mocha, your little trophy can go in there, too, as memorabilia.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go anywhere. So tiny.
True. Yeah.
True.
Can
I see the little trophy again? Your second place loser trophy? If there's anything we know about this show.
Aww.
Oh, man.
Loser.
So little. so little.
Look at the little man with the little trophy.
Yeah.
Not his even hands that, can hold it well,
not,
though.
Not even that makes your hand look big, huh?
Hold on. Amazing! I knew Shem would win!
Guys, come on. Like, enough.
Anyway, it was an incredible night. I don't know how we're going to follow this up, but trust us, we will in some way, shape, or form. And thank you to everybody that came out. Thank you to Splitsville and Richmond Hill.
Yeah. You guys did great at King of Pins, but those scores are still crap.
Can I just tell you the other thing? Because I had the bowling expert with me, right? Who was the other half of the color commentary team. And what she pointed out...
There's two of you.
No, I know. But what she had... Miranda, right?
Yeah.
What she had pointed out is that you guys rushed through. So normally when you're bowling, you find your ball, right? Mm-hmm. That's the ball you use. You throw it, you knock pins down, and then you wait for your ball to come back up out of the thing.
Yeah.
You guys were just grabbing any balls.
No.
Yes, you were.
I had two balls.
Yeah, you're supposed to have one. She was kept saying that you were rushing.
Nope.
Use the same, but you weren't taking your time.
Mocha, two balls, one pin.
Okay. Shem, that's... Can you grow up, please?
Do it again.
Mocha gutters again.
Oh, no.
Taking that machine out of that room, Shem. Come on now.
Shem wins!
Roz and Mocha's Fans Choice Countdown on KISS. Roz and Mocha's Fans Choice Countdown.
All right, gang, we have been celebrating the biggest, awkward moments of 2024 right here on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Okay, so let's recap the last four moments before we get to number one. In at number five was Maury actually dyeing his hair red. That was a big moment. Mm-hmm. Number four was my diss track when I roasted the entire show.
Oh. Bro, so mean.
Number three, here's where we get to the top three where there's some gold here. Number three was when Shem and Maury got a couple's massage in Jamaica.
Yeah. Shem's favorite moment of the year, actually.
Gosh. Sorry, Mocha, but number two was King of Pins.
Yes!
This is when...
Woo! What was that again?
It's when you got crushed
in
bowling by Shem. That. So that was...
Good job, Shem.
Thank you.
That was number two.
That was such an insignificant moment in my life.
What a highlight for me.
And, of course, thank you all for your votes over the last couple of weeks. And it all comes down to this. This is the moment that you voted as your favorite moment of 2024 on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Number one, the roast of Roz Weston.
Live from the Roz and Mocha Ballroom, the Roz and Mocha Show presents the roast of Roz Weston.
Next roaster is a good friend of the show, great friend of Roz's, Scott McGilvery, ladies and gentlemen. Hey! Scott's got 26 shows on HGTV, but if that's not enough, make sure you check out all of his old videos from his boy band days when he was a lead singer of Tongue and Groove. And don't forget, you can always subscribe to him on OnlyFans under the name Hammer Drill. Scott McGilvery, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, it's gonna be one of those days. Wow, okay, so, you know, first of all, obviously it's an honor to be here among so many other barely famous people who are available, so really appreciate that. But seriously, no, Maury asked me to do this, and when he said it was a roast, I was like, oh, this is gonna be easy, but then I found out it wasn't about him. So I had to do some work. But Maury, you should be proud of all you do here. I feel like you just don't get enough credit for all that you've done. You're such an inspiration, living proof that you don't need looks, brains, height, charisma, or intelligence to be mediocre. Right?
Oh, my God.
Shem in the studio.
Yes.
Buddy,
yes.
Awesome. I love it. You're always making up songs, singing on the show. People don't even know that you are a talented musician because you're not.
I remember when
you started on the show, I was like, I'm going to like this guy. People are telling me he sounds like you. You guys have the same voice. I came in here. We did a segment where people even had trouble telling us apart. I even had trouble telling us apart. And so when I finally met you, it made me so happy that that's the only thing people think we have in common. Oh, shoot. And Maria, what an amazing person to have here. It's so nice to see you on the show. I know that the team really wanted to add a female voice to this show for a long time, so I'll guess they'll have to keep looking.
So,
oh my god. Yeah. I don't know if I triggered Senia. So sorry. I was like, she's so sweet. How do I say anything bad?
Scott McGilvery.
Mocha, what's up, man?
Oh yeah, what you got, bro?
And we go pretty far back, yeah. You and me. So Roz and I go even further back.
Yeah.
So I remember when this was all starting. 15 years you guys have been doing this. It's wild. And I was like, I was about to meet you. And I'm like, well, if Mocha can be half the man that Roz is, this is going to work. And then I met you, and you are literally half the man Roz is.
Bro, we're basically the same height. Basically.
But I mean, think about this resume. Accomplished actor, best-selling author, award-winning host. I mean, you name it, you're not it.
Right? Oh my God. So.
All right. Let's talk about that. Are you okay, Roz?
I love it.
I haven't even gotten to you yet, buddy.
Honestly.
I'm going to move on. I know you're 50. That is amazing. I mean, you don't look a day over 70. And I know you've quite a history with your career. And I look at you and where you are, and I feel so comforted knowing that when my career is over, there's always radio, right?
So, oh my God.
I mean, it's. I know, like, this is getting bad. I'm sorry. People are crashing their cars right now. This is not who I am. I'm really uncomfortable doing this. But your work does seem effortless. Because you really do just put half the effort into everything. I always say, you know, you really put the 0.5 in KISS 92.5.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Oh my God.
But at the same time, you also put the KISS in KISS 92.5 because on my birthday, you kissed my mom on the mouth. Thanks for that. Something that I have to relive and hear about at every family gathering.
Oh, dang.
Can't wait to return the favor one day.
Wow.
But when you are passionate about something, you don't wait. You don't hesitate, right? You wanted your cottage renovated. You called me right away. You're like, this is important to me. You wanted great grass, man. You became like the man who knows everything about grass. And then, you know, you met Catherine, the greatest thing that ever happened to you. And you were like, I am going to wait 20 years to propose to this woman. She must have felt so special.
Yo, that's not even a rose. That's a fact.
Sliding into your priority list just below watching grass grow. Wow.
Wow.
Anyway, all I really want to say is that you are an important part of this show. The team has the right combination of charisma, comedy, joy, entertainment, and you're here too.
Amazing.
It pains me to roast you because I love you, Roz. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you so much.
I'm sweating.
This has been Roz and Mocha's Fans Choice Countdown, as voted by you. Get more Roz and Mocha. Download the Roz and Mocha podcast from wherever you get your podcasts.